With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Liberal or conservative? Reactions to disgust are a dead giveaway. The way a person's brain responds to a single disgusting image is enough to reliably predict whether he or she identifies politically as liberal or conservative. As we approach Election Day, the researchers say that the findings reported in Current Biology come as a reminder of something that we all know but probably don't always do. Think, don't just react. Reed Montague of Virginia Tech says he was initially inspired by evidence showing that an individual's political affiliation is almost as heritable as height. To find out just how fundamental those connections are, Montague and his colleagues were asked whether fMRIs of the brain taken as people passively looked at a series of disgusting, pleasant, and neutral images was enough to give away their political leanings. Disgusting images in the mutilated body of an animal especially generated neural responses that were highly predictive of political orientation. That was true even though the neural predictors didn't necessarily agree with participants' conscious ratings of those disturbing pictures. It's not clear from the study exactly how or why liberal versus conservative brains differ from each other, Montague explains, only that they do. Obesity, a liability in cancer immunotherapy. Packing on the pounds may lead to dangerous inflammation in response to anti-cancer treatment, according to a study by William Murphy and colleagues at UC Davis. The study published in the Journal of Experimental Medicine showed that overweight mice developed lethal inflammation in response to certain anti-cancer therapies, suggesting a possible link between body weight and adverse side effects in cancer patients treated with similar protocols. Cancer treatment has been revolutionized by new approaches aimed at stimulating the body's own immune system to fight off tumor cells. These immunotherapy approaches have been proven successful in many types of cancer, but they are also associated with dangerous inflammation in some patients. More Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
If you've got aches and pains that keep you from doing the things you love, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to what Jerry has to say about Relief Factor.
I spend a lot of time working in my yard, and a lot of aches and pains develop from that. And it doesn't happen anymore because of Relief Factor. I take it, and when I get up in the morning, there's no pain. And I try to get everyone I know to get started because I know it can help them. Plus, my son, who's 43 years old, has shoulder pain all the time. At least he had shoulder pain all the time until I got him started. I tell everyone I meet who has aches and pains to try Relief Factor. It sure worked for me.
Relief Factor helps the body heal by itself naturally. For more information or to order the special 2-week quick start for only $19.95, go to ReliefFactor.com. You'll see testimonials that will simply amaze you. Get the pain relief you need now by ordering the 2-week quick start for only $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. MRI identifies brain abnormalities in chronic fatigue syndrome patients. Researchers using a combination of different imaging techniques have found structural abnormalities in the brains of people with chronic fatigue syndrome, or CFS, according to a new study published online in the journal Radiology. The results suggest a potential role for imaging in diagnosing and treating the condition. CFS is characterized by profound fatigue and brain fog that does not improve with bed rest, lasting for at least 6 months. The condition affects more than 1 million adults and children in the United States, and diagnosis is complicated and usually involves ruling out many other conditions. There is no standalone test to diagnose CFS. For the study, Dr. Zina performed MRI on 15 CFS patients and 14 age and gender-matched controls. When they compared results between CFS patients and the controls, they found that the CFS group had slightly lower white matter volume, meaning there was less overall white matter in the brain. In CFS patients, right arterial arcuate FA increased with disease severity, Dr. Zina said. The differences correlated with their fatigue. The more abnormal the tract, the worse the fatigue. The imaging study also found abnormalities among CFS patients at the two points in the brain that connect the right arcuate fasciculus. Each connection point, known as a cortex, was thicker in CFS patients. This is the first study to look at white matter tracts in CFS and correlate them with cortical findings, Dr. Zina said. It's not something you could see with conventional imaging. Although the study involved 15 CFS patients, the technique already shows tremendous promise as a diagnostic tool for identifying people with CFS. According to Dr. Zina, we use automated techniques to look at these tracts and were able to achieve 80% accuracy in CFS detection. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to Primal-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Elisa, like, you sound scary laughing regular. You have a cough, a cold, don't you?
Well, I have a... My nose is stopped up, yeah.
Where did you get that?
Oh, you know, from you.
I had it first. You sound so sexy right now, you have no idea. Say something to me. I love this song.
I do, too. I like Phantom. Phantom of the Opera.
Phantom is about me.
Are you the Phantom?
Well, it's about a guy, an ugly guy who has passion.
Oh, stop calling yourself ugly.
Have you not seen my face lately?
It looks pretty good. Carl's been putting oil and washing his face every night and putting oil on it, and his skin looks so much better.
Yeah, you got me doing that. Thank you very much. Anyway,
okay,
welcome back to Casual Friday. It's Halloween. And it's a favorite day of Elisa Profumo's, too, actually.
I do like Halloween.
You get really excited about it because, and Elisa doesn't want to go to parties. Like, we have friends that are throwing big parties this weekend or tonight and, you know, going to be, and Elisa says, no, I want to be home. I want to give out candy to the kids.
Well, not candy.
But no, we're going to get into that. But you do. You like the trick-or-treaters. You like.
I enjoy the little ghosts and goblins.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I like that.
You get
party.
Excited about it. I know. And I know, not candy.
Candy. So I posted yesterday on Facebook, you know, what are some alternatives to the Hershey's and the Mars, and we're going to get into all that. But it's interesting what
the majority of people were with you. They were like, hey, I'm with you. This is what we do. But there were the odd people out there, and I say odd, not that they're irregular, but the occasional person out there who was like, oh, lighten up. It's just a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Well, you know, it's one time of year and it's just one piece. Well, first of all, these kids get bombarded with chocolates from or candy from everywhere, and candy is not what it used to be. If you look at the ingredient list of let's just say a Butterfinger, it has red dye 40 in it. It has the first ingredient is corn syrup, which is all, you know, GMO.
Yeah, right.
It has soybean oil in it. It has palm oil.
All pro-inflammatory oils.
Yeah, palm oil. I mean, let's talk about deforestation where the orangutans are going to become extinct soon because of all the...
Because of palm oil.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's so many reasons.
Because it's a cheap edible oil, but it's not cheap when you look at the impact on the planet.
There's things in here that you can't even pronounce and If there's ingredients that you can't pronounce, why eat it?
Why? Well, but let's be more specific. Okay. So, yeah, if your kid had one Reese's peanut butter cup every 6 months, it would be no big deal. But these kids are going to come home with like 10 pounds of candy. I mean, I remember trick-or-treating with my kids. My son used to take the pillowcase off of his pillow.
Yes.
And it would be filled up by the time, because he went back and forth to the same houses until his pillowcase was filled. And then they attempt to try to eat that candy at least within the first week. Are you kidding me? I mean, these kids will be insulin resistant if they're not borderline insulin resistant already at the end of that first week after eating all that candy. And most responsible parents are going, you're not eating all that candy. We'll give you a piece every night. And they probably throw a bunch of it away.
Sharon Darrence said that she ordered some Yummy Earth Vitamin C lollipops on Amazon. So I thought that was a really good
really
idea.
Really good idea.
And then Max Klein Whiting said that stickers, pencils, and stuff like that from the dollar store, I thought that was another good
That's
idea,
a really
too.
Good one. Yeah. Just don't sharpen the pencils first.
No. No. But, you know, I mean, for me, I think that I'm going to hand out maybe some Quest bars to the older children that can handle Quest bars.
Right.
The younger kids can't.
No. And then I think you got something at Whole Foods that seems innocuous, like some pretzels or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that came from Whole Foods. Yeah. So yesterday during that whole exchange, Oscar Osborne said that his ex does a really good thing for their son. He goes out like every other 10-year-old and gets his candy. She then replaces it with healthy snacks, vitamin chews, and whatnot. He's never eaten candy and I think only had 3 or 4 sips of pop ever. He doesn't mind. He expects this and knows it's right not to eat the crap. I thought that was really
I like
awesome.
That a lot.
So, and I just said, I said to Frank that he's a little superhuman.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to give a shout out to Eric Osborne. He's
That's his
10.
Son.
Yeah. He's 10 and he's a little superhuman. He showed some pictures of him and he looked
Excellent.
Really good. Yeah.
You know, and if you don't, you don't have to let your kids eat candy and it's not torturing them. It's not like, oh, you're being a mean person. See, the peers around you, your neighbors, they don't like the idea that you're doing this because then it means that, oh, we should be doing it too. So they're going to try to persuade you not to do it and don't give in to peer pressure. Oh, let them be kids. Why is that being a kid? Wait a minute. Let them smoke cigarettes too. That's being a teenager. It's like, where do you draw the line?
Well, and then also too, you know, this is my personal choice. I decide what I want to hand out.
Yeah.
I'm choosing to hand out something that I feel is healthy to these healthier than the Reese's peanut butter cups or
right.
the Butterfingers. I'm choosing, that's my personal choice.
Right. Right.
You know, and if they want to hand out something that's not so
that's
healthy,
their
that's
choice.
Their personal choice.
Yeah, I'm giving out something that's both very healthy and really not even harmful. I'm giving out autographed pictures of myself and CDs of older shows. I think the kids will really appreciate
hey,
that.
Hey, I know. You should hand out the bumper stickers, the Superhuman Radio bumper stickers.
Oh, my God, that's a great idea. I think, let's take them home. That's a good idea. That's great. Those of you who order Primal D, probably get surprised when you open up your box of Primal D because there's bumper stickers in there too.
Oh, did you put those in there?
I always do.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Well, it actually helps to, so it helps the show by getting the word out there, right? But also when I put the Primal D in the priority box, it keeps the bottle from banging all around. So it has a dual purpose. So anyway, what else do you want to talk about? Oh, I have to make an announcement.
Okay.
You're going to want to listen to the beginning of the second hour. We're doing a Superhuman Radio expose on today's show. You know, this is really, Dawn Blanken is an amazing investigative reporter. And I asked her to help me with something that I was interested in. You know, it's not just Susan G. Komen. It's October was Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And as a result, everywhere I went, there was some organization raising money for breast cancer. And so I said to Dawn, I said, could you find the top ranking organizations that do breast cancer charitable fundraising and tell me what is the total amount of money that they raised just in the year of 2013 and how much of that actually went to research for breast cancer? You're going to want to listen to this because this is shocking. This is something that everyone needs to be aware of, and you need to really think before you pink in the future. It's not just Susan G. Komen. There's about 27 high-level organizations that raise money for breast cancer. When you hear the money they raised in 1 year alone, you're going to ask yourself, why haven't we found the cure for breast cancer yet? So that's during the top of the second hour. I feel like 60 minutes with this one.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I really do. This is great. This is great stuff.
And don't get me wrong. I'm not a Scrooge. I like a piece of dark chocolate now and again, like the Theo chocolate,
yeah,
because it's a fair trade chocolate. And that's another thing. You have to be worried about child labor too, because a lot of these chocolate, like Hershey's and Mars, to get the cocoa beans, they use children,
right,
on farms.
Right.
And these children, I think we've talked about this before, they're hurting, you know, they use those big machete type.
Yeah, they cut their hands.
They cut their hands and fingers off and stuff. And they don't pay them but pennies, you know.
And those kids have never tasted. I saw something on Facebook where somebody in a region where they harvest cocoa who had never tasted chocolate, and they gave this person a piece of chocolate for the first time. It was a man. He had been harvesting chocolate, like cocoa, for decades. He had never tasted a piece of chocolate
himself.
Well,
and the Theo company, they actually, the farmers that are harvesting the cocoa,
yeah,
they're making money, and
yeah,
they're becoming profitable,
yeah,
with it.
They teach them how to negotiate.
Yeah,
everything.
In the Congo.
Yeah.
It's in the Congo, and it's just a fabulous company.
We have to take a break, but we want to talk more about chocolate when we come back, right? Some of these companies out there,
yes,
want to pick this up. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got lots more to discuss in this area since it is Halloween. Boo! Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable. But getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back.
All of our music is Halloween. Really.
Halloween theme.
Yeah. That is. What is that one?
Oh, Black Sabbath. Black Magic Woman by Carlos Santana.
Oh, okay. So you know,
you're too young to remember that song.
Oh, so I did want to talk about Godiva chocolate. Just I don't want to belabor the point, but Godiva chocolate is so popular, and people think it's one of the.
Well, if you're at a high end. Store like a Macy's
department store.
They always have Godiva. They have Godiva chocolate bars at the counter where women are paying for their clothes.
And Godiva is just as bad as Hershey's and the others. They use GMO. Actually, it was difficult for me to find the ingredients on the. They don't.
Yeah,
list
they do a
the
good job at hiding it. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
And then also I found from. Way back when, if you remember during California's Prop 37, when they were trying to have GMO labeling, Godiva actually put on their Facebook page that due to negative impact on the industry and potential to mislead consumers about ingredient safety, they were supporting
the fight against Prop 37.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. So,
they're just like everybody else that's trying to keep GMO labeling from coming around. Mm-hmm. And interestingly enough, in yesterday's news, or the day before, they did a study somewhere in Europe where they already have GMO labeling, and people will still buy genetically modified foods who don't care about genetically modified foods. So, labeling didn't impact sales at all. So this is nonsense what they're doing here in the United States. These companies say, oh, it's going to hurt us. It hasn't hurt anybody in any other countries. So
that's crazy. But speaking of chocolate, I think you said in yesterday's news there was a study that found chocolate to reverse age-related memory loss.
Yeah, in our top-of-the-hour news yesterday, it was actually Wednesday. It was Wednesday.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yes, there was a study out, but it's not just chocolate. It's green tea. And
right.
It's the
flavanols. Yeah. And in fact, the interesting thing about this, and this is why you got to look at who funds research, right? So they talked about the study said chocolate could reverse brain aging. But when you read the study, what you find out is that the amount of flavanols delivered in the study is huge compared to what the scant amount that's found in chocolate. But guess who funded the study?
It was Mars.
Mars, the chocolate company.
And Mars is the largest chocolate manufacturer in the world. Actually, their net sales in 2013 were $17,640 million.
So that would be 17 billion. No, could that be right? 17,000 million. What would it say? I guess that's 1.7 billion.
Wow.
Yeah, 1.7 billion. Yeah.
That's amazing. So, yeah, and Nestle was number three. So Hershey's was down the line some.
When I lived in Las Vegas, the guy who started Mars, his wife had Ethel M chocolates, and they were supposed to be like the higher end. So Mars is like the commodity chocolate products and so on. And then there was Ethel M, and that was supposed to be like artesian chocolate. They had... a barbed wired fence around the whole factory.
Why?
Because supposedly
people get trying to get in.
No, the recipes like they have to keep the. They don't want people to know what's in the chocolate.
Huh?
Yeah. That was the rumor. This is back in the 80s. That was the rumor when I lived in Vegas.
Well, on this study, it says that researchers said that if a person had the memory of a typical 60-year-old at the beginning of the study, after 3 months on average, that person's memory would function more like a 30 to 40-year-old.
Yeah, that's what our news clip said. But the thing is, you can get higher degrees of flavanols from drinking green tea, and even some black teas have flavanols in them. So, tea. is a better source. And it doesn't have a lot of sugar and, you know, chemicals in it that probably negate the benefits.
Well, yeah, but if you're getting a good chocolate bar, then, you know, there's nothing like a good piece of dark chocolate every now and again.
Yeah, like an 85 to 90%
it doesn't have much sugar
in it. No, there's 5 grams of sugar in the whole bar. The whole bar. So.
And it has mainly fat in it, right?
Yeah. Now, what about white chocolate? I've always struggled. I've never liked white chocolate.
I don't like white chocolate either.
How do they call it white chocolate?
It's not chocolate. I'm not sure. It doesn't look like chocolate. It doesn't smell like chocolate. And it doesn't taste like chocolate.
I got really mad, too, because when I lived in Brooklyn, a lot of the girls used to call me white chocolate. So there you go. How about me showing up?
Silly boy. Tricks are for kids.
Yeah, there you go. But there's no cocoa in it at all, right?
None. No.
There's cocoa butter.
It doesn't contain chocolate solids, which are cocoa powder.
Yeah, so you don't get any of the benefits from white chocolate.
No, and so if I'm going to use up, you know, if I'm going to get something like that, I'm going to get something that's got at least something that's good for you.
Yeah.
Speaking of flavanols, does red wine have flavanols in it?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Flavanols are found in so much stuff. You know, I mean.
Just even grapes then, if you just eat grapes.
Probably so. I'm trying to think what else we've done shows on over the years that have flavanols in them, but the flavanols.
Blueberries.
I'm sure.
I'm thinking of the
polyphenols and flavanols. Yeah.
Catechins.
Catechins are a flavanol. They're a class of flavanol.
Okay.
They're a type of flavanol, rather. So yeah. I got to be careful what I say. Patrick Arnold could be listening to the show, and he'll have to correct
I know
me
he
later.
Corrected me on he corrects on that
everybody.
Post. Well, because you, okay, so there was.
I mean, thank God he does, because so many people get. He even corrects Adele Musa from time to time.
Well, there was a product that was listed on the Butterfinger and the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup ingredient list, and it was TBHQ.
Right.
And if you look on the internet, like Michael Pollan wrote a book about TBHQ, and it's a butyl.
Michael
Pollan? No, he included this in his book.
Okay.
It wasn't a book written about the product.
Okay. Right.
But it's a butyl.
Okay.
B-U-T-H-Y-L.
Right.
And so he compared it and says it's similar to butane.
Right.
So one would think that it's has the same chemical structure as butane, but it doesn't. It's actually a quinone, according to Patrick Arnold.
Right.
And it's an antioxidant.
Ah, interesting. And remember, Pat's a chemist, and he understands all this sort of stuff. And this is what's wrong with the media in general. Right? Like, so if a guy like Michael Pollan can write a book and make that assertion and be wrong, and everybody parrots it, and there's nobody out there to correct them.
He also said that according to Pollan's definition, GABA would be a form of butane. Laugh out loud.
Yeah, see?
So you just have to be careful where you get your information. That's why you need to listen to Superhuman Radio.
Yeah, because even when we get it wrong, we admit it at least.
Yes.
That's a big difference, too. A lot of people get things wrong, but they never come forth and say, hey, I got that wrong. But when your mission is not to be an expert, but instead to be a good disciple, then you're always learning, and you can be wrong from time to time.
Right.
And when you're like me, you're wrong even more often. So there you go. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We've got lots of good stories to talk about, and you're going to want to listen at the top of the 1 o'clock hour. We're going to break the news. You're going to be shocked how much money was generated just in 2013 to cure breast cancer. Stay tuned.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA. You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Whey isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's whey isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today. Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Did you ever watch The Addams Family?
Of course.
Creepy and they're kooky.
I liked Cousin It.
Cara mia, you spoke French. Remember, he was like kissing her arm.
Okay, so I have a story here about whiskey.
I like whiskey.
Evidently, they've recalled some whiskey in Europe because there was an ingredient in ingredient is polypropylene glycol. This particular whiskey was meant to be sold in the United States, but it was mistakenly shipped to Europe, so they're going to have to recall it because the Europeans won't allow that product.
I don't understand the problem. Why can't people drink antifreeze? I just don't understand it.
I don't know. Why don't you ask the FDA?
But the FDA says it's okay for American people.
Yes, yeah. But the European Union doesn't allow it.
Yeah. You know what's really funny? Guess what I found out propylene glycol is also in? You know the big popular thing that's replacing cigarettes that use fire to burn? Now, the vapor smokers, you know, the people who smoke, they vape, it's called vaping. So you have the smokeless cigarettes that use vapor.
Uh-huh.
Well, what I found out was the fluid in the vapor cartridges is a combination of vegetable glycerin and propylene glycol. And I'm like, really? You're sucking this into your lungs and you think that's somehow better than or healthier than just burning a cigarette and sucking that into your lungs?
Well, if you recall, a friend of ours is a pilot for Southwest, mm-hmm. and he and his wife were shopping and they were looking at some of those additives that you can put into your water.
Right.
And it had propylene glycol, and he said that's what we use to defrost our wings.
Right. Yeah, that's what they spray on the wings when everything is frozen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and so that melts everything. That was our mailman. So
oh, the
he's
mailman
really,
just
he's
came
really
in.
Good. We have so many packages of Primal D going out, and he had to drop a package off too. But yeah, I know. So people in Europe are like, hey, we don't want whiskey with antifreeze in it. But the FDA says, well, why? Here in the United States, we drink it all the time.
Well, interestingly, it was Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey, which evidently is what it's a contest staple with frat boys.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very sweet and spicy, and it causes a burn when you drink it.
Yeah, it causes a burn when you drink it. And it causes a burn when you develop cancer in your stomach, too. Oh, but the FDA says it's okay.
It's
so don't
okay.
worry about it, folks. Keep drinking it. In fact, drink it twice as fast because there's going to be some on sale as soon as we get it back from Europe.
Well, it's really disturbing that the FDA allows it here, allows anything like that here.
Yeah. Well, it's because they're overreacting over there. A little antifreeze won't kill anybody.
Okay, so let's talk.
Just like one Reese's peanut butter cup won't make a kid fat.
No, but who eats just one?
There you go.
And you know, let's talk about insulin, and let's talk about childhood obesity, and let's talk
about mood swings and ADHD and everything that goes along with all that.
And let's talk about autism and why there's an increase in autism. I'm not saying it's from one Reese's peanut butter cup, but it's a compilation of everything.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Oh, sorry, we were talking about candor.
Okay, so Halloween myths. Let's
yes.
debunk them. A
okay.
broken mirror equals bad luck.
7 years bad luck.
Yes.
That's what we used to, when I was a kid, it used to be if you break a mirror, you have 7 years of bad luck.
This myth is derived from an idea that our ancestors had. The image in a mirror was your actual soul. And if a mirror was shattered, it meant your soul had gone astray. The only way to set it straight, bury the pieces of broken glass. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I remember that.
So if you break a mirror, you're supposed to bury the pieces.
Yeah, bury the whole mirror. You have to bury the whole mirror. Especially, and think about that. If it's a really expensive mirror, you got to at least take the glass part out and bury it all.
Huh.
I forgot about the burying part, but you reminded me. But I remember that, yeah. People hand out poisoned, you know, otherwise tampered with candy. They say this is a myth, but in my neighborhood, when I was growing up in Brooklyn, it was not a myth.
Really?
Yes. But go ahead. So
there have only been two confirmed cases of children being killed by poisoned candy, and in both cases, they were killed intentionally by one of their parents.
Wow.
With those two exceptions, no children have been killed or seriously injured thanks to Halloween candy.
Okay.
But you know, when I was a child growing up, we couldn't take apples from people because they said that they were injecting things or that they were putting razor blades in them.
Yeah.
So okay, the next one is the number 13 is unlucky.
This is funny too, because I'll tell you a story after you read this. Go ahead.
They skip this number on floors in many buildings,
yeah.
going straight from 12 to 14.
Right.
But this number is just that, a number. There's a lot of speculation as to why 13 has been deemed unlucky, including the idea that there were 13 witches in a coven, but rest assured, it's perfectly fine to leave your house on the 13th, even if it is a Friday.
You know what? And so because I this is going to sound like almost, what's that word when somebody is, they keep doing things over and over again. What is that
called? Repetitive?
Yeah, but I mean the illness. I can't think of it right now. But anyway. Not ADHD. It's, you'll think of it.
Okay. Go ahead.
But anyway. So if I'm training at the gym, I will purposely do 13 reps instead of 12.
Why?
Because because I'm challenging the idea that it's unlucky. So in other words, like, oh yeah, I'll have a heart attack today. I'm going to do 13 reps instead of 12. So it's almost like I'm using reverse logic and I'm challenging the idea that it's unlucky.
So do you believe in the law of attraction? Like if you think about something that it happens?
Here's what I do think about that. I think that if you think about something, you see it. It's not necessarily like it happens. And a perfect example of this is you buy a brand new red Volkswagen and all of a sudden you notice all the other red Volkswagens out there.
Right.
So are you? Does that mean because you own a red Volkswagen, all the other red Volkswagens are driving near you? No. You just start noticing it.
So do you think that if you wish for something, you send positive vibes out into the universe?
No.
It comes
what
back
I think
to
is,
you?
No. What I think is if you start to wish for something, you start to notice the opportunities to obtain it.
That's interesting.
And it still works. It doesn't matter. My point is this. It still works. What you focus on is what you will find and what you will see.
Like if you're a woman and you focus on saying all the time, I'm fat. Well, eventually
you'll notice you're fat.
You're going to convince yourself that you are fat.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Right.
But
if you have, as Dr. Phil calls it, chatter in your head, you've got to change the conversation in your head.
Yes.
You know?
And the problem with chatter is it just goes everywhere. It's like ADHD. So if you start becoming more focused on things and you start to, you do two things. First of all, you eliminate the chatter. It's like when someone becomes a vegan, they feel better. It's not because of the vegan. It's because they've cut out all the crap.
Well, and as Norman Vincent Peale used to say, you just have to clear your head and clear your mind and just get out all the chatter like you just said.
Yes.
Okay, number four, a black cat crossing your path means bad things to come. Well, if a black cat crosses your path, well, you're screwed. This myth originates from the idea that witches used to keep these creatures as companions and that some could even change themselves into cats. Mm. All this is completely bogus, of course, and in some countries and cultures, the UK, Japan, Scotland, for example, a black cat actually has a positive connotation foreshadowing good things to come.
Wow, so I can stop kicking those black cats when they walk in front of me.
Okay, this is...
The cat lover's just all tuned out. I'm only kidding. I don't kick cats.
Halloween is the devil's holiday.
We know people who actually believe this.
Yes, well, Halloween is actually derived from Celtic and Druid ritual, which is separate from Christianity, meaning Satan isn't even a factor. Scholars attribute this myth to Christian fundamentalists who thought that a dark imagery associated with Halloween made it evil and the work of the devil. In all actuality, the original Halloween celebrations were dedicated to positivity, like celebrating the harvest. Yeah. So I'll have to remember this tonight.
Yeah, because we're going to be in the company of somebody who refuses to let her children go trick-or-treating because she believes that Halloween is like is satanic.
Right.
There you go. And I always thought it was All Hallows Eve, which stood for remembering those who have passed, those who are dead. All Hallowed Eve or something.
All
like
Hallows
that.
Eve.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I thought.
Those who
too.
Are buried in hallowed ground, and that's what you're supposed to remember them. Anyway, okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, Mass Pro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take
take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
This one.
Huh?
What is this one?
Believe it or not, when it starts, it'll be the
I
Monster
Man. I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight.
Ebola.
Okay, so what do you think about the nurse in Maine that refuses to stay in quarantine?
Well,
because it's violating her constitutional rights.
Right, and actually, J. Clark Baird, who is an attorney, pointed out that there are no constitutional rights when it comes to this sort of stuff. He pointed out, take cigarette smoking in public places. You know, governments have the right to create laws and enforce rules that put the population, that save the population from being put at risk.
This is a quote from her. I'm not willing to stand here and let my civil rights be violated when it's not science-based. She has not been back in the country for the 21-day period yet. She is monitoring herself by taking her fever.
Yeah, she's checking her temperature.
But
she's riding bicycles around town, and her neighbors are upset about it too.
Well, I mean, okay, I'm trying to think, and I'm putting myself into her position. She's a nurse, right? I would be happy to stay quarantined for 21 days if it meant not exposing other people to a potential Ebola case.
Right, and so she's saying, well, you know, you don't understand. You can't get Ebola that way. But the people who are working with Ebola patients say you can get Ebola that way. You can get Ebola from somebody right at the time that they start to develop symptoms. And if she's moving around when she starts to develop symptoms, she's out there already. It's going to get spread. And it is able to be airborne transported, apparently. And it does live on the surfaces of things. And this is coming from people who have been working with Ebola for a long time. So... And even if she says they're wrong, then that means that there's a split in opinion and you should err on the side of caution.
I was going to say, okay, so we don't know which
Bingo.
Which side of the fence should you be on. Like you just said, you should err on the side of caution. I would.
Look at this doctor. He came home with the same attitude she had.
He was supposed to be on self-quarantine.
Yeah, and he was supposed to be on self-quarantine. And he, like, traveled all over the city. They did a joke about him on Saturday Night Live where... He went like from here to there to bowling, to there, like he went all over.
And the guy on the news update said, that's more than I do in a month.
Yeah, in a whole month to get around the city.
He did
it
in when he went out for a run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, guess what? He was sure he didn't have it either. And he had it.
Uh-huh.
She needs to shut up and just sit. She's grandstanding. She's trying to take an opportunity to get her 15 minutes of fame. That's what she's doing. And they should force her to stay quarantined until we're absolutely sure that she doesn't have something. And I hate to say this, but if she does develop symptoms, it would actually be a good thing because then everybody else would shut up before they start, well, you can't make me stay in my house. You're going to hurt the effort to help people. No, if you know that you want to go over there and help people, that part of it is coming home and staying someplace in your own house for 21 days, then that's part of the deal.
Well, evidently, the state of Maine went to court yesterday, following through with a threat to try and impose restrictions on her until the 21-day incubation period for the Ebola ends, which is November 10th. In court documents, the judge indicated further action was anticipated today, on
Friday.
In
other words, they're going to make her stay in her house.
Uh-huh.
And she needs to just stop this nonsense. God, what happened to, like, modesty in this world?
Well, what, I mean, she's, in my opinion, she's only thinking of herself.
She's
here.
Selfish, yeah.
She's being very selfish.
She doesn't know. The highest authorities involved in this Ebola outbreak aren't sure to what degree it can be transmitted and how and so on. But seems somehow this lowly nurse, she's sure. We should just turn, the WHO should just consult with her, I guess. She can help everybody. And then they got, you know, they're doing studies on rodents now to see what genes influence the development of Ebola. Because some people get Ebola, about 30% of people get Ebola, they don't die from it. And 70% of people get Ebola and they die from it. Interestingly enough, 70% of people in the country are sick, right? 24%, we've talked about
that
those.
That is interesting.
Yeah, so they're looking at what happens to mice. We just did a show yesterday.
If you didn't listen to that show, you should.
That was a game changer. It's like everything that we do with mice and rodents and animals in general is meaningless when it comes to humans. And that was a brilliant discussion yesterday. And I'm listening to this scientist talk, and as she's talking, it's coming together. Oh, wait a minute. If we monitor people instead of rats, then we'll discover the pathways these pathologies occur in people instead of rats. And we won't have toxic drug developments because we'll develop things that people need instead of rats. And did you hear what she said about aspirin?
About white willow bark, yes.
If we would have
went, the Egyptians,
yeah,
that discovered it.
Yeah, and if we would, and guess what? It's toxic to rats. And if we would have used rats to discover whether or not aspirin works, we would have never had aspirin. So not only are we...
They somehow found a way to test it on humans and found that it worked.
Right. Well, they were using it on you. You know,
weren't
back
they
then,
drinking it? They were drinking
yeah,
it. Back
then, people didn't test anything. It was like, that killed you, that made you better. You know, like, hey, it was anecdotal. Something that scientists laugh at today. When you go, well, 1,000 people in the United States had this, they go, oh, well, that's anecdotal. Well, guess what? All the discoveries before this modern age of science were anecdotal. Hey, that mushroom killed everybody who ate it. Nobody said, well, let's do a study and see if it kills everybody in a study. No, we already know it does. And anytime somebody chewed on white willow bark, their fever went away. Oh, well, let's do a study and see. No, we already know it.
And I found it interesting that she also brought up the Vioxx situation.
Yeah, did you hear? I played the thing for her. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What was that in reference to? Do you recall?
That research, Vioxx was studied on rats. And it was actually...
And Vioxx doesn't affect the rats.
No, because, and in fact, it had beneficial effects in rat hearts.
That's
and
right.
It was actually proposed that it could be repurposed as a cardioprotective drug. But it killed people and gave them heart attacks.
Yes.
So this is brilliant. And how long will it take for science to realize that we need to start monitoring and studying people and start embracing the anecdotal information to give us direction instead of what happens in rats? It's really shocking. But anyway, so they're working on, yet again, they're working to discover what works against Ebola in rats. And chances are they'll be able to find a cure or a vaccine
that,
for rats.
That works on rats.
But it won't work on people.
Right.
Or it'll work on people, but it'll kill a certain number of them.
Okay.
Oh,
so here is a study. Better posture leads to better mood by influencing the nervous system.
I believe that.
It is thought that posture affects mood because different muscle positions affect the functioning of our hormonal and nervous systems.
We just talked about this on a show recently. I can't think what show it was. But we talked about, I think it was the girl with the role model.
Right. Jill Miller with the role model.
Yeah, she was she said, you know, posture affects hormones.
She did say that during the interview.
And I said, I think the problem with GERD today is people's poor posture sitting. Because look at me. Before you said something, I was sitting like this.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So I'm basically pushing my viscera up against my upper chest.
He's kind of slunched over. Kind of scrunched over.
Yeah, yeah. But as soon as I straighten out, this all opens up.
Well, I try to sit up straight. I try to be very conscientious about it. But it said here the participants with better posture reported higher self-esteem, better mood, and lower fear compared to those who slumped over. And I know, like, if you're walking down the street, you see some people who are slumped over, and then you see people who have, you know,
better posture.
You think that the one with the better posture is more attractive.
And self-assured.
And self-assured.
Self-confident. Mm-hmm. You think that as soon as you see them. Like, who's that singer, Lord? When I saw her on that award program where she was
she
all
was
hunched
slumped,
over. And I thought to myself, this poor girl must have terrible self-esteem. And she probably doesn't. It's just the way she stands.
Yep.
That's interesting. You want to talk about anything else before we take our break? Because then at the top of the hour, we're doing a really amazing expose. You're going to want to listen to this about, you'll be shocked to hear how much money was raised in 2013 by the top 27 organizations that raise money for breast cancer. You're going to be shocked. You're going to say, like I did, why haven't they found the cure for breast cancer already? So that's at the top of the hour. Do you have anything else you want to talk about now?
No, that's
okay. So we're going to take a break, and then we have the top of the hour news. And when we come back, we'll have investigative reporter Dawn Blanken on with us for an expose on how much money was raised by charities begging for money for breast cancer just in 2013. Hold on to your hats, folks. This is an eye-opening interview. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Liberal or conservative? Reactions to disgust are a dead giveaway. The way a person's brain responds to a single disgusting image is enough to reliably predict whether he or she identifies politically as liberal or conservative. As we approach Election Day, the researchers say that the findings reported in Current Biology come as a reminder of something that we all know but probably don't always do. Think, don't just react. Reed Montague of Virginia Tech says he was initially inspired by evidence showing that an individual's political affiliation is almost as heritable as height. To find out just how fundamental those connections are, Montague and his colleagues were asked whether fMRIs of the brain taken as people passively looked at a series of disgusting, pleasant, and neutral images was enough to give away their political leanings. Disgusting images in the mutilated body of an animal especially generated neural responses that were highly predictive of political orientation. That was true even though the neural predictors didn't necessarily agree with participants' conscious ratings of those disturbing pictures. It's not clear from the study exactly how or why liberal versus conservative brains differ from each other, Montague explains, only that they do. Obesity, a liability in cancer immunotherapy. Packing on the pounds may lead to dangerous inflammation in response to anti-cancer treatment, according to a study by William Murphy and colleagues at UC Davis. The study published in the Journal of Experimental Medicine showed that overweight mice developed lethal inflammation in response to certain anti-cancer therapies, suggesting a possible link between body weight and adverse side effects in cancer patients treated with similar protocols. Cancer treatment has been revolutionized by new approaches aimed at stimulating the body's own immune system to fight off tumor cells. These immunotherapy approaches have been proven successful in many types of cancer, but they are also associated with dangerous inflammation in some patients. More Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
If you've got aches and pains that keep you from doing the things you love, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to what Jerry has to say about Relief Factor.
I spend a lot of time working in my yard, and a lot of aches and pains develop from that. And it doesn't happen anymore because of Relief Factor. I take it, and when I get up in the morning, there's no pain. And I try to get everyone I know to get started because I know it can help them. Plus, my son, who's 43 years old, has shoulder pain all the time. At least he had shoulder pain all the time until I got him started. I tell everyone I meet who has aches and pains to try Relief Factor. It sure worked for me.
Relief Factor helps the body heal by itself naturally. For more information or to order the special 2-week quick start for only $19.95, go to ReliefFactor.com. You'll see testimonials that will simply amaze you. Get the pain relief you need now by ordering the 2-week quick start for only $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com.
With the rest of your Superhuman News update, I'm Elliot Turton. MRI identifies brain abnormalities in chronic fatigue syndrome patients. Researchers using a combination of different imaging techniques have found structural abnormalities in the brains of people with chronic fatigue syndrome, or CFS, according to a new study published online in the journal Radiology. The results suggest a potential role for imaging in diagnosing and treating the condition. CFS is characterized by profound fatigue and brain fog that does not improve with bed rest, lasting for at least 6 months. The condition affects more than 1 million adults and children in the United States, and diagnosis is complicated and usually involves ruling out many other conditions. There is no standalone test to diagnose CFS. For the study, Dr. Zina performed MRI on 15 CFS patients and 14 age and gender-matched controls. When they compared results between CFS patients and the controls, they found that the CFS group had slightly lower white matter volume, meaning there was less overall white matter in the brain. In CFS patients, right arterial arcuate FA increased with disease severity, Dr. Zina said. The differences correlated with their fatigue. The more abnormal the track, the worse the fatigue. The imaging study also found abnormalities among CFS patients at the two points in the brain that connect the right arcuate fasciculus. Each connection point, known as a cortex, was thicker in CFS patients. This is the first study to look at white matter tracts in CFS and correlate them with cortical findings, Dr. Zina said. It's not something you could see with conventional imaging. Although the study involved 15 CFS patients, the technique already shows tremendous promise as a diagnostic tool for identifying people with CFS. According to Dr. Zina, we use automated techniques to look at these tracts and were able to achieve 80% accuracy in CFS detection. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity
intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
I love this song. Screaming Jay Hawkins.
I put a spell on you.
I did. I put a spell on you. Because you're mine.
Because you're mine.
Don't quit your day job.
Okay, so, you know, I've always wanted to contribute to a greater degree to the discussion by doing kind of like expose type stuff, but I don't have the attention span to do the hard work of the research and so on. So that's why I turn to people like Dawn Blanken. Dawn is a contributor to this show in so many different ways. And so I asked her, I said, look, can we find out how much money was raised for breast cancer in 2013, and what portion of that actually went to research? And apparently, because Dawn doesn't like to fly off the handle with with statements like I do, she did the hard work, and it's not as easy to determine. How you doing, Dawn?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay,
hi, Dawn.
Hi.
So, first of all, you went to a website, and it was what was it called again?
CharityNavigator.org.
So what is Charity Navigator?
They actually track many charities, not just breast cancer or cancer charities, and regular folks like you and I can go there and get a breakdown of the efficiency of the charity, how much they spend on fundraising or administrative salaries, and how much they spend on programs or their mission, which is what we were looking at.
Now, I think that the average person probably doesn't put a lot of thought into this. They just think that, oh, if I'm donating money to a charity, that if not all of that money is going to the cause, the majority of the money is going to the cause. That's not a true statement at all, is it?
Well, it's not, and it also is to some degree dependent on the focus of the charity. So my takeaway, my caveat would be, if you're going to support a charity, do a little homework and find out what the focus of that charity is. Some are very honest and upfront and very focused on their mission. Others sort of cast a wider net, and even going to their websites I found to be a little misleading about what it is they were actually doing. So, but it's pretty easy if you start with the website. And they have, all of them now have their financial statements or links to them on the website. And if you're like me and your eyes glaze over when you see numbers, you can still slog through it.
The good news about your research is that there are some really good organizations out there raising money for breast cancer, where the majority, if not all of the money, is going to either research or diagnostic treatment. And that made me feel good. Like, they're not all charlatans, but the one that I like to jump on the most, given what you just said, is the Susan G. Komen organization, because they tend to have the highest profile. And because their slogan is Susan G. Komen for the cure, would imply to me, if I didn't have time to do any research or digging, that the money is going to an organization that is investing all of their efforts and resources into finding a cure for cancer, or at least breast cancer. But that seems to be the furthest from the truth. I think Susan G. Komen is the best example of what you just said. Like, you really need to go and find out what their real mission is, and if that's what they're really doing with the money, right?
I agree. And medical research is one of their stated missions. But for a long time, the bulk of their efforts and their funds have gone towards education and providing services at the community level. And about about 22% has gone in the form of grants to medical research or medical research organizations.
Right. And they don't say, and their slogan is in Susan G. Komen for the education, outreach, screening, and cure. And they are Susan G. Komen for the cure. So I feel that they are the most misleading. But so, okay, so.
Can I say something?
Please.
You know, what surprises me is there are so many people who are doing breast cancer research,
yes,
and there's no cure.
Yeah.
And there's like billions of dollars being donated.
Oh, you're giving it away. You're giving it away
okay,
here.
I'm sorry.
You're giving it away here. So I wanted to drop this bomb slowly.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So how many organizations did you fell into the category of being major fundraisers for breast cancer?
Yeah. Well, at charitynavigator.org, they had a list of 27, and I looked at 22 or 23 of those, because the bottom two or three on the list either were missing financial documents, which is why they were poorly rated, or they were so tiny, or some of them are actually on hold as far as their activities go for a variety of reasons. So it was just under two dozen.
Okay.
But their number technically included the whole 27, but clearly a few of those weren't contributing to that dollar amount.
But still, let's stay with the 27 for a second. A group of 27 organizations whose mission it is to fundraise for breast cancer, and that's a broad statement, but most would say that communicates that they are doing things to either prevent or find cures for breast cancer with their money. How much was raised just in the year of 2013 by these 27 organizations?
Reported contributions, $2.4
billion. $2.4
billion.
Did you hear that, folks?
In 1 year?
1 year.
In 1 year.
1 year.
$2.4 billion. So that means that their money, whether it came from corporate donations or individuals on the street or when that well-meaning girl at Walgreens and you're checking out says, would you like to donate a dollar to the Pink Ribbon Du Jour organization? $2.4 billion with the B dollars in 1 year was raised for breast cancer. Now this to me, I don't know about you, but to me I'm like, $2.4 billion you could absolutely cure one form of cancer. Come on, that's $2.4 billion, folks. And that's in just 1 year. Never mind if we wanted to go back and track the past decade. It's probably, you know, $30, $40 billion have been raised by these organizations for breast cancer. Okay, but let's give them the benefit of the doubt. Were you able to extrapolate out, I guess instead of asking you to give me how much was given for research, first of all, which of this group did you find had a better track record of actually using 100% or thereof of the money raised for the cause?
Right. There were a few that in their grant reporting to the IRS, 100% of their grants went to cancer research, medical research, and nothing else. And some of them were really big, like Dana-Farber. 100% of their grants went to cancer research and development. Then the next one, the next largest one, was Breast Cancer Research Foundation, which is the one associated with the Estee Lauder company.
Right.
100% of their grants went to medical research.
Right.
And then, again, given the mission or the mix of missions of the charity, it starts to vary. Like for the National Breast Cancer Foundation, 100% went to diagnostics and treatment.
But that's their mission, right? They want to help more women get early diagnosis so that if they do have breast cancer, they can treat it sooner.
Correct. And some of them were focused on providing a better quality of life for those people suffering with cancer. Some had a focus of trying to improve their outcomes, which means extend their lives. So, you know, good works, but not medical research. The other was Breast Cancer Foundation, Prevent Cancer, sorry, Prevent Cancer Foundation, and 100% of their grants went to medical research.
So clearly, if you want to donate money for cancer research and or breast cancer cures, those three organizations, the Dana-Farber Organization, Breast Cancer Research Foundation, and then, of course, Prevent Cancer Foundation would be the ones to go to because, obviously, they have a completely volunteer staff. Now, okay, so now let me ask you, I'm sorry?
They don't, no. I think the CEO at Dana-Farber makes over $1 million a year.
So where do they get their money for the staff and administrative fees?
Well, administrative, okay, that, if you go to Charity Navigator, they've done these wonderful graphs for each charity that show you what percentage goes to their program services, which is what we're talking about, what goes to administrative, and how much they spend attempting to raise money. It's all broken down there.
Okay, look, I want to take a break. You can stay with us, can you?
Sure.
All right, do this then. Just stay with me because I want to get deeper into this. This is an important topic. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side because you really want to hear this, especially those of you who reach into your pocket every time you're at one of those roadblocks raising money for breast cancer research and you want to do the right thing. This may help you choose where you spend that money. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1935 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936, wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking to investigative reporter Dawn Blanken about the money raised by charitable, fundraising organizations that's supposed to be going to help women with breast cancer. Where's that money actually going? And as we said during the first segment of the interview, just in 2013, $2.4 billion was raised. You would think that something would have been accomplished, some groundbreaking, hey, well, we've made a milestone move here with breast cancer. Nothing has changed in breast cancer as far as I'm concerned, except women are now lopping their breasts off as a precautionary method thanks to nuts like Angelina Jolie. So, okay, I had to cut you off to take the break. We were talking about the money that is actually provided to for many of these causes that the money is raised for. You want to pick up? Did I cut you off, or do you want to change directions a little bit?
Well, I think we covered it. I gave you three examples.
Right. Okay.
Komen and BCRF. Farber.
Yeah.
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 And so, again, I would just note that each one has a different mission, and many of them are just, you know, making grants based on their mission, and not everybody's committed to preventing cancer or finding a cure. They're covering other issues related
yes.
to breast cancer.
And some of them needed, let's face it. Outreach programs right. that help people who are suffering from cancer, giving them support, that obviously is important.
But not outreach programs to Dubai.
Yeah, Dawn pointed that out to
yes.
us.
Yes, yes.
So for those who didn't hear that part, do you remember what you sent to me when we were talking about this the first time, that GE donated money so that Susan G. Komen could go to Dubai and teach women about breast cancer?
The two things were actually not related in the document. GE did make a donation to them, but they made a donation used in Dubai to provide screening and some education services, but a lot of screening, which Elisa pointed out was a coincidence, given that GE makes breast cancer screening equipment.
Right.
Yes.
But I pointed out that last year, I think it was $27 billion, or no, it was more, $75. It was a huge amount of money that the government of Dubai spends to provide free medical care for every citizen in Dubai.
Yeah, so that money was wasted. It should have been spent someplace where they don't have free medical care.
So I'm not at all sure what the motivation was, but there it was. I don't know why.
Maybe they wanted to go on vacation to Dubai, so they yeah. used that as an excuse.
Dubai is supposed to be beautiful, too, by
yes,
the way.
Yes, it is.
So, you corrected me. I said, according to their financial statement, that they only spent, Susan G. Komen only spent 14% of the money raised for medical research, but you point out that they actually spent about 25%.
It was just under. It was somewhere between 22 and 25.
Okay. The other question was this. Was there any correlation, and I know I didn't ask you this ahead of time, so if you don't have an answer, it's okay, but was there any correlation to the most well-paid CEOs of these fundraising organizations and their success in raising money? In other words, who raises the most money? Is it Susan G. Komen? And if so, is there a correlation, and is that because their CEO gets the highest paycheck?
I didn't see a correlation. There were some very successful breast cancer-focused charities that were focused on medical research, who seemed very efficient based on the numbers, so the amount spent on fundraising and administrative costs and programs. And their CEOs were making in the low 200s.
Yeah.
And then sort of jumped up from there, where the CEOs, including at Komen, they have a president and a CEO, and they're both making around $500,000 a year.
Yeah. Well, which of these organizations, when you did this research, was there anybody that jumped out at you that you thought, wow, this is like a little bit smarmy? This is the least trusting of all the organizations I looked at.
Well, there were a few that were at the actually who didn't. Either their focus was so their mission was so obtuse that you couldn't be sure exactly what they were doing unless you went and analyzed all the people they gave grant money to or all the services they provided. And then there were some who just weren't good at filing documents, even to the IRS.
Yeah.
So I would say you need to know for sure. Some of them were in financial trouble. Some of them had revenue losses for the last 2 or 3 years. And, you know, given the downturn in the economy, that may be part of the explanation. Some of them had, as a percentage of their annual operating expenses, they had a huge percentage spent on salaries, and one of them had fundraising expenses that was 90% of what they spent that year. So they spent all their money trying to raise money.
Yeah.
And I actually have read arguments from people in the nonprofit world that we're too focused on that and we should give these people a break. It's not about the percentage, it's about the pass through of money and what where it goes. So you could be raising, you could be spending a lot of money to raise funds or pay your administrators, but the result could be that you've got really great sources of income and you're focused on the right institutions and being extremely productive.
This is great work, Dawn. I really applaud you for doing this. I want to thank you so much. And the real thing that people need to take away is you got to be cautious where you donate your money, regardless of what the cause, and especially when it comes to breast cancer. Thanks so much, Dawn.
You're very welcome.
Take care.
Thank you.
That was great. That really was great. So
$2.4 billion
just in 2013.
At that number, $2.4 billion.
Yeah, you would think they'd find a cure for cancer, but okay, so go ahead.
Okay, so I just wanted to also mention that we were talking about the Ebola quarantine, the nurse. Evidently, I just got this. It just happened maybe 15, 20 minutes ago. Judge rejects Ebola quarantine for nurse.
So she's free to roam.
Yes. A Maine judge rejected a bid by state health officials to restrict the movement of the nurse. He ruled that she should continue daily monitoring and coordinate travel with state officials so monitoring can continue, but because she's not showing symptoms, the judge says she's not infectious.
Okay, well, there you
but
go.
But how does he know?
Oh, well, he's smarter than
it's
us.
It's not been 21 days.
I think that she should live with him in the meantime. That would be a good idea. Unbelievable. But you know what? Maybe, look, let's see what happens. Where is it? In Maine? That's a long way from Louisville, Kentucky.
Yes.
Let the people in Maine worry about it.
But I go back to shame on her.
For even making this fuss.
Yes. Shame on her. Her constitutional rights are being violated.
Yeah. Well, you know what poetic justice would happen if she actually developed symptoms? And then they'll go, okay, so here's the deal from now on. If you go there and you come back, you got to stay put for 21 days. And, I mean, this poor doctor... Why wasn't this doctor who is sick now with Ebola, he did the same thing she's doing. Well, I don't have any symptoms. I'm going bowling.
Yep.
And we don't know who he came in contact with, what bowling ball he touched, who touched the bowling ball after him. I mean, come on. Give me a break. Nobody knows until, oh, another case of Ebola pops up or another case of Ebola pops up. And then you go, oh, well, you know, we can't assume that it came from him. No, right. It just came in. It came in the mail. Anyway.
Okay. So, do we have to take a break?
It would be great if we could.
Okay.
We take a break and we come back. We have some more good stories to talk about. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday here on Superhuman Radio.
If you've got aches and pains that keep you from doing the things you love, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to what Dave has to say about Relief Factor.
In 1953, I was in a sawmill accident. In the hospital, they cleaned out the wound and stitched me up and sent me home without taking an x-ray. I limped for 60 years. I listened to Dr. Mixon on the radio when I decided to order it, and 4 days later, after I received it, I couldn't believe it. For the first time in 60 years, I can walk without limping. I encourage anybody with pain to do yourself a favor and do what I did, order the product. It could work for you just like it did for me.
Relief Factor helps the body heal by itself naturally. For more information or to order the special 2-week quick start for only $19.95, go to ReliefFactor.com. You'll see testimonials that will simply amaze you. Get the pain relief you need now by ordering the 2-week quick start for only $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filtered Pitcher Filter and drink with confidence knowing that your water is pure. Clearly Filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Michael Jackson, that was a good song. I liked that video.
Oh, it was great, wasn't it?
It was the best video. Okay, so the FDA has, in their infinite wisdom, approved a new vaccine for a deadly form of meningitis, and it's made by Pfizer, and they rushed it to the market in less than 6 months.
I wonder how many people actually developed this deadly form of meningitis. See, this is one of those things where...
Serogroup B is what this vaccine will protect against.
And that's what those all those students at that university had gotten.
University of California and,
yeah.
and Princeton.
Yeah. And
last year.
Yeah. But I wonder how many people actually die from this vaccine, from this form of, this rare form of meningitis. See, because I see Pfizer going, wow, this was a high-level story. Parents are worried about their kids. Parents are going to make their kids get vaccinated. We need to work on this vaccine because it's a moneymaker, not because there's a lot of people out there suffering from this. I'd be curious to find out how many.
Serogroup B meningitis caused 160 of the 500 cases of the meningococcal disease in the country in 2012, according to the CDC.
Wait, how many? 100 and how many?
160.
So 100. So they're making this vaccine because 160 people got this form of meningitis.
Yes.
Oh, man.
And they rushed it to market, no less.
But you know why? Because they know it's going to be an emotional sale. That they're going to push it at the university level. They're going to push it on the parents. Hey, you're going to have to get your kid vaccinated. And only 160 people in the nation developed this in a year. Over 1,100 people a year die from taking Tylenol.
The CDC said that 10 to 15% of these cases are fatal. Among those who survive, 11 to 19% suffer permanent disabilities, including limb loss, hearing loss, and brain damage.
Well, that sounds like the same rate of people who got sick from getting the what's that vaccine? Why can't I think of the name? I'm losing my memory today. The one that Rick Perry wanted everybody to take.
Oh, the HPV.
The HPV vaccine. All those girls, they got sick from the vaccine. See, this is what shocks me. So 160 people get it. 10% of them are fatal. So that's 16 people die a year from this particular form of meningitis. Now, I'm not making light of the 16 people a year that die or the 160 people a year that get it. And the percentage of them that develop other symptoms who don't die from it. But this is like when you look at the number of people who get sick every year in this country or die from things like, oh, I don't know, tobacco use. This is like a mole on a gnat's ass, and they're going and they're rushing a vaccine. This is because it's an emotional sale. They know they're going to sell a lot of vaccines.
Pfizer said in a press release that the new vaccine must be administered in three doses over the course of 6 months. It's approved for use in people ages 10 to 25, a key group for meningitis cases.
Yeah.
And it can easily spread among students living in close quarters.
Yeah.
Dormitories.
They're going to make this. How much you want to bet now what's going to happen is they're going to make it mandatory. If you go to college, you have to get this vaccine. This is a big moneymaker for them. And there's 160 people a year that have this problem.
The FDA said that manufacturers might eventually develop one shot containing the vaccines for all five types of bacterial meningitis.
Yeah. Be careful. You need to, you know what? You kids out there in college and parents of children in college, you need to think long and hard about whether or not you want your child exposed to this vaccine that was rushed to market. And you watch what's going to happen. A couple years from now, we're going to hear about neuropathies, people developing disorders like Guillain-Barré syndrome, all from these vaccines. So don't think that because these vaccines are never harmless. They're never, ever, ever, ever harmless. And you have to weigh out, gee, will my child be one of the 160 kids that gets this form of meningitis? And will my child be the 10% of those, one in 16 kids, one of the 16 kids who actually dies from it, versus should I take this vaccine? I'm glad I'm not in college. That's all I can say. I really am.
Okay, so I have another article here that says 3 servings of milk a day is linked to higher mortality in women.
This is what shocks me. So what kind of milk are they talking about? Is it from grass-fed cows? Is it from grain cows? What is it?
They don't specify what kind of milk it is.
Was this a self-report? Was this one of these things where they asked women how much milk they drink?
Yes.
Yeah. So that automatically discounts the importance of the research.
All of the study participants reported on their diet at the beginning of the study period.
Yeah.
And then they were followed for on average 20 years.
What if it's commercial milk that's the problem? What if it's the milk that commercial dairies are producing because of the cows being sick and receiving antibiotics and all this other stuff, and then drinking their milk, and it's not milk in and of itself.
This surprises me. Higher milk consumption was linked with an increased likelihood of fractures, including hip fractures. It says it's not clear what mechanism might be the intake of galactose.
But maybe it's not anything to do with the milk. Maybe women who drink a lot of milk but don't get any sun or vitamin D. You know, you see, this is the problem with this kind of research. It doesn't answer questions at all. And in fact, it may actually arbitrarily implicate something that shouldn't be implicated. And galactose has been, Dr. Lauren Cordain came on my show and said galactose is the reason that people develop cataracts. And we have so much milk consumption in the United States. My question was, wouldn't everybody have cataracts? I mean, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't line up. None of this stuff lines up when you apply critical thinking.
It says milk consumption was also positively associated with levels of interleukin-6, which is a marker of inflammation.
Well, that could be because the grains that the cows eat.
In men, but not women.
Oh, that was in men, not women?
Yes. It said a higher intake of fermented milk products, aside from cheese, was linked with lower levels of interleukin-6.
And maybe that's because the fermentation process is disarming the pro-inflammatory agents in the milk, and maybe the pro-inflammatory agents in the milk are coming from the fact that these cows are eating corn, grain, and soy.
Well, the problem with these headlines, so women are going to read that.
They're going to stop drinking milk immediately.
Or stop taking or eating yogurt or any dairy products because they think it's bad for them.
Right.
When there's so much more to it than just that.
Yeah, it's terrible. It really is terrible. But this is how it works in the media. This is what the media does. They throw stories out there recklessly. And people, you know what it's like? You ever see a herd of sheep being worked by a group of dogs? You know,
uh-huh.
the sheep, they move to the left.
Or cows even, too.
Well, but the sheep are faster. So it happens fast, right? So the dogs go this way. All the sheep, they all move to the left, all in unison. The dog goes, all the sheep move to the right. That's how the population is. Oh, today milk is good. Tomorrow milk is bad. Today this is good. Tomorrow that's bad. And they move back and forth because nobody applies critical thinking to this sort of stuff anymore. They just follow whatever the media says.
Interesting.
We have to take a break.
Okay.
We have some listener comments and questions that we want to go over, and any other stories that we have missed we'll cover. You're listening to Casual Friday here on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre alkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad. The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince.
For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, Organic Raw EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And the single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. Look into my eyes.
What color are they? So evidently, a woman, her name is Tiny Harris. I think she's married to a rapper. Okay. She had her eye color changed permanently. So they do a surgery where they make a slit and then they
implant over the iris. Mm-hmm. Now think, okay, they do this. That slit they make anytime they do intraocular surgery, like if you're having cataract surgery, it's called a keyhole iridectomy. They cut into the iris.
Oh, she's married to Clifford T.J. Harris is his name.
And what they're doing now is they're taking a disc that has a hole in the center, an aperture, and they're covering your iris up with this disc. So they're permanently changing the color of your eyes.
They're permanent. So she went from dark brown to a grayish color.
Yeah, grayish blue color.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, but I don't understand if people think that, oh, this is all safe. I mean, she could end up with, okay, anytime.
There's so many things. I mean, like, can't she end up with?
Retinal detachment is the most common thing. Anytime they cut into the eye, they change the intraocular pressure. Okay, when the intraocular pressure changes, the vitreous and aqueous humor that fill the two chambers of the eye shifts. Anytime it shifts, the pressure against the retina. What's that noise?
I think it's next door. Sounds like somebody sawing.
I know. It sounds like somebody sawing wood. Anytime the intraocular pressure changes, the retina has a chance to become detached because the pressure inside the eye holds the retina in place with the gelatin that's in the eye, the vitreous and aqueous humor. So she could end up with retinal detachment in 5 years, and even something even more damaging than that. I mean, some form of blindness.
Blind, yeah. The procedure cost $8,000, and she had to go out of the country to have it done. And it was done by a company called Bright Ocular. That to me is right up there with what Angelina Jolie did.
Yeah. I mean, this is,
it's,
you know,
so, it's so frightening that these people are doing, going to these extremes.
Well, and that, so people think that, oh, it's no big deal. Like, oh, I can screw with my body. I can go and become invasive and screw with my body. It's not going to affect me. I mean, I think it's reckless.
I think so too.
You know, she could have wore contact lenses and changed the color of her eyes.
Yes.
Big deal. Oh, it doesn't look real enough. I know. Okay.
Okay, so anyway, I have a couple questions here.
And I have a comment.
Okay, you can go first.
Okay, I'll go first. So, this comes from a listener named Doug Solomon. He says, hey guys, you guys are truly the seeds of truth and change for a better human ecosystem. I've been a fan of Supreme Radio for quite some time and have nothing but a planet of gratitude for all the efforts and movements SHR supports and drives towards. I have noticed over the years a leaning towards what SHR has been resonating since day one. There definitely is an impact germinating, and at the end of the tunnel, there is light illuminating stronger every day. The fortitude of efforts made by the greatness of great people will crack the walls of blind minds drowning in falsities and misperceptions. In other words, over time, a drop of water is more powerful than a bolt of lightning. Thank you again for your sailing into the wind. Best, Doug. So I emailed him and I said, is it okay if I read this on Casual Friday? He said, Carl, be my guest and read away. I'm a huge fan of the Elisa Profumo show. That was cool. Thank you
so
much, Doug.
That's cute.
And thank you for writing that because, you know, it's important. I want to know that we're doing the right thing on the show. And that's the only way I know. My navigation depends on feedback from the audience. So
right. Right. I'm losing my voice.
Yeah.
We're supposed to get snowflakes tonight.
Are they going to cancel? Are they going to cancel?
I'm not sure. I hope not. Okay. So this comes from our listener, Rick. I'm not sure if I can say his last name, so I'm keeping it off.
On the down low. Okay.
Yes.
But you know, Rick, you know who you are.
Listen, Rick, listen to me. Okay, it says, has Carl noticed a benefit from the soft tissue techniques in Jill Miller's role model book?
I haven't been using them yet. I haven't. I mean, I haven't. She sent us the balls, too.
We've got a couple of the balls, and then we have the book. And I, you know, I got to tell you, I haven't really used hers, but just using
foam rollers
and tennis balls. And these are softer than tennis balls, so I think that they're probably better than tennis balls. They do help.
Yeah.
But we just have to use her techniques.
I just have so much time in a day, and I just can't do it all. That's my problem.
That was a pretty good interview.
Yeah, it was a really good interview.
Yeah, she was real upbeat. Okay, and then he says, I bought a small mint plant at the grocery store in June, and it looks dead outside.
This is still Rick, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in the same plastic cover as when I bought it and sitting in a bowl. Should I throw it away, leave it outside, bring it in, add something to the soil?
Well, is it alive or not?
Well, he said it looks dead. So my suggestion is, first of all, they kind of live in the south. I don't know what their weather is right now, if they have any freezing, but you need to bring it inside before any freezing weather.
It might be too late because I think we had our first frost in this region
No, not where they are.
Okay,
I don't think so.
Right.
Secondly, it needed to be repotted. If it's still in the same small plastic container from when you bought it in June, I'm sure it's going to have a ton of roots and you might get root rot. So you need to repot it into a larger plant to allow it to grow. If there's any green on it, what you can do is break a stem and look on the inside and see if there's any green on it still. If it is, it's still alive.
Right.
I had a friend this summer who, it was in the summer. He took out all of his crepe myrtles because he thought they were dead. Mine looked dead also, but I left them because when you break it on the inside, you can see if it's green.
Right.
And it was still green, so we left them and they were beautiful.
Yeah,
and he took all his out, and I don't think they were dead. I think his were still alive as well.
So what should Rick do, you think?
Just repot it if it's still alive. Bring it inside before the first frost. And It's probably too late in the season to fertilize it, but mint grows like nobody's business. I mean, it just grows and grows and grows. So it's pretty hardy and it should continue to grow. So if there's some life there, if you repot it and start taking care of it, put it inside in a window that has sun, it should grow okay.
And if you break one of the branches, the little twig, you know, what do you call them, stems off, uh-huh. and you see it's dead, just give it to a kid tonight for Halloween. When this kid comes in, trick or treat, say, it's all trick, baby. Here it is.
I'm like going through the house going, okay, we can give them water bottles. We can give them Superhuman Radio
bumper stickers. We're giving quest bars away. Yeah. Okay. Do you have any other questions?
That's it.
So it is officially Halloween. I hope that those of you who are going to parties tonight are safe and have a lot of fun.
Are you dressing up as anything?
No.
I'm
going to be a guy from Brooklyn.
Oh, I have a witch's hat that I'm going to, or I have one of those masks that you put on, you know, like
the real ornate ones.
The ornate ones. I might put that on.
Like people wear to like real high society, mask balls.
Oh, do they? Oh, I don't know that.
That is
a Mardi Gras kind of mask. Yeah. I think I'm going to wear that.
The kids will get a kick. The kids love when Elisa answers the door. Let's be honest. And so do the fathers. Anyway, have a happy Halloween, a safe Halloween. And if your kids bring bags and bags of sugar-laden candy home, throw it away before they wake up tomorrow morning. That's all. All right, have a good weekend, and we'll see you next week.
Bye. Happy Halloween.